Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Making his weekly visit to the Wendy's Big Show right now, legendary Packers writer from BobMcGinnFootball.com. It is Bob McGinn. Bob, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Good, Ronnie.
Bob, did that win on Sunday, was that what you were expecting from a Mike McCarthy offense designed around Brett Hundley? Finally, did we see what you were expecting from that offense?
Well, and in with combination with the running game, you know?
Right.
They played to the conditions, the circumstances. These are the kind of things you have to do to win when you don't have, your franchise QB. And, it took them 4 weeks, and they really got the job done. They showed what a unified effort can bring.
Bob, I really want to talk about the offense. I know that's the hot topic, but I really got to get into this defense because Trubisky did throw up almost 300 yards and 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. Now, Don Capers did blitz, but it seemed like every now and then House can be a liability out there and bump and run with no help.
You know, you're dead right, Leroy. And against those, against that receiving core, maybe the worst in the league, it's quite a sobering picture Sunday of number 31. He ran 4-4-1 coming out, Leroy, and that was about 6 or 7 years ago. Mm. But boy, I mean, I think he was fast when he left Green Bay, but you know, the speed, just the burst, the catch up is just not there right now, and. He's physical, and he tries hard, and I think he's in the right places. But right now, he's struggling to stay close to people.
Yeah, I'm really trying to understand Kevin King. Can you really rely on him? He's been so injury-prone. I mean, when he plays well, he had that one breakup on a long pass, and he made a tackle, and then he's out again. I don't know if they can really rely on him. So they're going to venture out there. Go back to 23 at some point, and we all know how that movie looks.
Yeah, he's best kind of right where he is, Leroy, in the slot, I think. We're probably going to see 28 again at some point here, Josh Hawkins, you know.
Yep.
And perhaps Dimitri Goodson. I don't know where he is with that knee, but, you know, if he can come back, I think they would think about that. I doubt Donatello Brown is ready to go, but you're right about King. We just need to see more, you know. He's been, I don't want to say hesitant at the top of the up top of the breaks, but he struggles, he gathers, you know, to cut sometimes. And I know when you're almost 6'3", that happens, but, you know, you got to take the good with the bad when you have that height.
You know, since we're talking defense here, what's your assessment of Clay Matthews? Has he lost a step or two, you think?
I just cannot say that, Gary. I watch him every play, every game, every year.
Mm-hmm.
I still see really high effort. He's playing a lot of snaps. I don't know. I guess you'd have to go back and look at tape from his first 3 or 4 years to really that wouldn't be a bad idea to do, Gary, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just see if you see a different player now and then. I don't know. I'm just not sure.
And if you because in combination he and Nick Perry, I mean they're going to have to rely on those two guys to really try to provide some pass rush. And although Nick Perry I thought played well, he got 3 sacks. I think a couple of those may have been coverage sacks. But where are they going to get some pressure from to get some consistent pressure on the quarterback?
Well, you know they had that kind of a NASCAR front on passing downs with those two guys. Ahmad Brooks played inside like Peppers and Mike Neal used to, and then they had one down lineman, Mike Daniels. And, you know, I mean, the Bears have a – I wish Kyle Long would have played in that game, and we could have really seen how they matched up. But he's, you know, one of their top two linemen. He didn't play. Grassou couldn't anchor up, and, you know, they had his way with him inside. Montrevious Adams did have a nice pressure, a knockdown. He only played 7 snaps, and – he did show a burst to the QB there. They got to get him going somehow. Vince Beagle, I really don't know enough to say. And Fackrell, you know, really, Fackrell does get some pressures. He doesn't get the guy down, but he is kind of
And also, because we even got some phone calls, too, today on maybe were you good when Ted let Hayward go and let Micah Hyde go in free agency, not re-sign them?
Well, definitely Casey Hayward, because all I can go by is that last season, and mm-hmm. he really didn't make a play the whole year, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you say? The guy was in his fourth year, and he didn't make a play all year, didn't really want to tackle, made no plays on the ball. For that money, absolutely, that's had to be the call. Now, the other one you mentioned was Hyde.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They believed in Rollins and Randall, you know, and I didn't. They also believed in Herb Waters, who I think we would have heard from, and then he got hurt right away. They had Ladarius Gunter. He's now cut. I don't know. Hyde's really a good football player who does a lot of good things. Do you want him as your starting nickelback?
Let me ask you this, Bob. Is there, because I've heard so many times that certain teams won't draft a guy that isn't taller than 5'10 or 5'11 or whatever. Seattle likes the really long cornerbacks. You saw the Packers do it this year with King. In all these years of covering the draft like you have you found yourself falling in love with a certain type of player, a prototypical cornerback that you've seen work over the course of time?
I love the height, Sparky. I mean, you know, now Kevin King, he might be too tall, you know, to gather and break down like we discussed. But, I mean, I love the height to compete with these on these 50-50 balls. Bill Polian in Indianapolis won all those games, and I would talk to him every year in the draft. He was one of the few guys who would compliment and then select 5'10 and shorter corners. He had a bunch of them. He won a ton of games. You know, one thing, if you're willing to take a short corner, man, you can get tremendous value.
What about
the athletic ability and speed?
What about the physicality of the cornerback position? I don't know how many more Al Harrises there really are in the NFL anymore.
Well, you know, there's two kinds of hitters. There's one who can, you know, use violent hands in the bump zone, and then there's others who will tackle and run support. You know, that really does, it plays second to coverage and speed and skill in that department. But you know what? When the weather turns here in Green Bay in November, boy, you got to have a hitter, you know? That's huge. I love the way those Lion defensive backs tackled a couple weeks ago.
That is Bob McGinn. Find his work at bobmcginnfootball.com. He and his staff doing a bang-up job of covering your football team, and he joins us every Tuesday at 3:48 right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Always appreciate it, Bob. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bob McGinn joins us on. Man, he hangs up quick. I can never hang up on him before he hangs up on us. It's quick with that hang up.
He's going to look at tape.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.